All right, joining me on the telephone to talk about the first 18 games, basically the first quarter of the 2021-22 WHL regular season, is Saskatoon Blades president and general manager Colin Priestner. Colin, 18 games, 11-6-1. How does that sit with you as it stands right now?
Well, I mean, it would have been nice to have a couple more wins, I think, given our start where we were 7-2 and maybe even 9-2, actually, come to think of it. But we were, a work in progress, I would say, in terms of our consistency on a night-to-night basis. Like, obviously, we're happy being a clear second in the division in terms of it's better than being out of the playoff picture and having to fight your way back in. We've got a lot of work ahead of us if we want to catch a team like Winnipeg that seems to be just firing on all cylinders. But overall, pretty pleased with where we're at, and I do think there's definitely more there that we can achieve here as our players continue to get accustomed to our systems and our new style of play that might vary a little bit from last year, with a different head coach.
What have you liked about your team through 18 games?
Well, I've liked, obviously our first line for the most part, our top end players have been excellent. You think of Robbins and Krinkovic, being the top, three or four of the scoring leaders all year. Robbins has come back with just a phenomenal attitude from San Jose and has really, been a force every single night for us. Krinkovic, has had an unbelievable start. I think there's another gear there for him to get back to where he was, over the last three or four games. I think I saw some improvements with him over the last couple of games, but he's been outstanding. And, some really great performances by our goaltender, Nolan Meyer. Aiden Delagrangendier has been outstanding. He's basically a point-of-game defenseman. After starting the first three or four games without a point, he's probably over a point a game since then. And, playing all kinds of situations and minutes and leading the team. And then a couple of our O4s who have had really great starts offensively in Lazowski and Sidorov up front, who are eligible for the draft, producing at a very high clip for, 17-year-old players. So there's been a lot of bright spots and, just looking for that consistency right now on a night-to-night basis where, we don't really have to rely on the power play as much as we have and have had to, get a few more shots on that, I think, on a nightly basis, something that we can also improve on. But overall, I'm pretty happy.
Last one, Colin. Humor me, please, if you don't mind. Here on November 20th, are you a buyer, standing pat, or a seller if you're the Saskatoon Blades?
Well, I'd like to evaluate over the next month as to what we are. I don't think we're a seller by any means. No. I don't know why we would do that. We've got a good hockey club. We're in a home ice spot right now after the quarter point. And I feel like we haven't played our best yet. I didn't think that we would, we got out to that hot start and rode a hot power play, but I didn't think we would be a team that would be as good in the first half as the second half, just given that, we have a new coach and there's brand new systems and everybody's learning what his expectations are on a daily basis. So I always felt that we'd be better after Christmas when guys had 30, 40 games under their belt with our system and structure. So I certainly wouldn't see us as a seller, whether we're a big-time buyer, a medium buyer, which is like, maybe you go out and get, a middle six guy that can help your wings or whatever, or a number four or five defenseman that can solidify things. Like, those are what I would consider not, you don't have to be an out-and-out buyer to go improve your hockey club, but there's a difference between that and trading first-round picks to go crazy and, try and add a superstar player or something. So I would see us somewhere in that range of, being a buyer, but with caution in terms of where we are. And every team in our conference knows that you've got two of the top three teams in the country currently sitting in the Eastern Conference. So as good as you're going to be, you're probably playing Edmonton or Winnipeg in the second round playoff series, and that's assuming you can even get to the second round, which is no easy task. But for any team that wants to buy, there's kind of two juggernauts sitting there. So we'd like to be in that conversation with those three teams by the end of the year and make that a three or four team juggernaut. But as of now, I think those teams have shown that they're the top two teams. With Neighbors coming back to Edmonton, that's a huge boost. So, and Winnipeg's clearly in a class of their own right now. So, you don't want to be blowing, you know, giant assets, knowing that you got to play one of those teams in the second round, and you know, they're going to be looking to add as well. So, it's going to be a really interesting kind of next 2 months for us to evaluate where we're at. But I would say we're somewhere in between that buyer and standing pat, because I do believe we have a very young group. I think we're one of the youngest teams in the league, looking at your you do us a favor every night with your age calculations and you put it out on Twitter. I do get a little annoyed every night seeing 17.8 versus 18.3. You know, we are a young team. Like, every night we seem to be 17.8 or 17.9, and depending on if Meyer's in the net. And almost every team we play seems to be 18.3 or 4, and that's a half a year. That's huge. So we don't lose much going into next year volume-wise. Obviously, we lose Robbins and Reinhart and Meyer, who are great players, but you know, we can return a lot of players and be an older, really good team as well next year. So I really look forward to that as well. So we have to evaluate not just this year, but next year and the year after too.
I appreciate the candor, Colin. Thank you for this.
Awesome, Les. Have a good